You are now plugged into Action Features.
Wait a second. What happened, Larry?
I had that channel muted accidentally.
Do you want to start over or just leave it like that?
I can start over if you want.
Don't.
Okay.
Sorry, Laren.
She doesn't even listen.
Sorry to cut you out of the show.
She doesn't even listen.
You haven't
care.
Been listening to the show, so you've been cut out of the show.
Yeah.
We're not paying your royalties anymore. Royalties, schmoyalties. Royalties, spoilties.
Spoilties. Testing. No. Hello.
Testies. 1, 2, 3.
Testies. 1, 2.
Testies.
Is this thing on?
Testies. 1, 2, 3.
Is this thing on?
Hey.
Testies. 1, 2. Testies. 1, 2, 3.
Testies. Testies. 1, 2, 3. Hey, everybody, it's time for Action Features.
Hey.
You know it's a show that you're going to listen to today.
You know it's the most fun show that you're going to listen to on a Friday.
It's the most fun you're going to have ever listening to a show.
On a Friday.
I want to start right off, so don't forget it. Christopher Henderson.
Yep.
Who we call our biggest fan. Blaze is the number one fan.
Right.
He's the biggest fan, as we saw in the picture.
Yeah.
Where he met us.
He's large.
He's huge.
Yeah.
He and his sister, Mary Henderson, who's our secret fan, gave us some snacks. They gave us this huge bag, this huge sack of nuts, these Cajun peanuts seasoning. It's a big, giant sack of nuts.
Cajun, huh?
Yeah, they're all shelled and... Well, they're not shelled. They're in the shell. Is that what you say for in?
They're
unshelled?
In the shell.
So they're unshelled?
They haven't been shelled yet.
That's kind of a weird thing to do.
That's what it says on the package. Has not been shelled yet.
It doesn't say that on there.
It doesn't?
I don't think so.
I must have misread.
It says roasted in the shell.
Okay.
And these are Cajun seasoning.
Those are peanuts in a half shell.
We'll try them out.
Yeah, we
eat
will.
Some of them.
Heck yeah.
He also sent some chewy sweet tarts, I think it were, but I forgot the bag.
Which yet. I have not seen hide nor hair of.
I forgot to bring him in.
Okay.
There's a mouse running around at work, and so I don't leave any food here.
Yes.
It worries me that the mouse is going to get into the food, and I don't leave anything here. So it all comes home.
Okay. Well, we want to say thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Very thoughtful.
He's always nice and always leaves a comment. We know Mary
as far
always
as we
listens.
Know. As far as we know.
As far as we know, he's always nice. He could be cruel
he
in
could
real
be
life.
Cruel to
he
be kind.
He could be cruel but rude. okay. So I want to make sure we didn't forget to say that.
Yeah.
This is going to be a free-for-all episode, but we are going to have a top five.
Yeah.
We're going to tell what the top five is going
to
be?
Well, they're going to know by the time it's up.
It's going to be in the description.
You know you'll put it in the description.
I'm going to put it in the description.
Okay.
Well, Civil War comes out this weekend, and it's the big, you know... Heroes versus Heroes, big Marvel film for the year. Even though there's other Marvel films, that's the big one for the year. And so we were talking that we should do something related to Marvel movies. And we figured it would be fun to do a little top five list of our top five favorite Marvel movie casting choices.
Yep.
And this can be not just Marvel Studios films. It can be the Fox X-Men films, Fantastic Four,
anything.
Sony Spider-Man
yeah.
films, anything.
You know
anything that's a Marvel movie.
You know it'll be fun.
It'll be fun to do that.
You know we're going to have fun today.
I think if we would have limited it to just the Marvel Studios films, it would have been a pretty easy list for people to peg.
Oh, yeah.
And go, okay, it's going to be these guys.
I'm not going to say who's on my list.
I'm not going to say who's on mine either. Not until later.
You have to wait.
You have to wait. The rest is going to be a potpourri of topics.
Yeah. We've got a couple other... Man, there's a lot of food on
there's
this
table. There's so much food today. I'm excited.
Okay.
I'm going to skip dinner.
This is my dinner right here.
This is my dinner right here.
I'll tell you what. My mom made these spinach balls. It's just,
oh, these are homemade.
These are... Well, yeah.
I didn't know that. I thought they were microwave.
Oh, no.
I'm more interested now.
Them in the microwave to heat them up, but my mom makes these. They're exactly what they sound like. They're balls of spinach and, like, breading and...
I'm excited. I think I've had these before.
Oh, you have several times.
Yeah, they're very good.
So we're going to have some of those. Thanks, Mom. I brought in IBC root beers in a bottle.
IBC root beers out of the bottle? I already opened mine.
I already let out the air.
It's delicious.
It is good, isn't it?
It's nice. It's refreshing.
Oh, it's crisp and cool.
Mm.
That's
I feel like I just finished some yard work.
That's made from a root.
I'm sitting outside. I'm cooling down with a nice IBC. I'm going to have one of these.
Oh, it's summertime. Have more.
Have one of these right now.
More than one.
No napkins.
None needed.
Oh, that's delicious.
Isn't that good?
That's great.
How does she do it?
Mmm. That's like a little quiche.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it's a little tiny quiche.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. That's good.
All right.
Mmm. Yeah, I'll have more of those.
Okay.
All right. So you want to start it off or you want me to start it off?
Well?
Looks like you have a very short list.
Very short.
Yeah, I have a lot more things on mine than
good
you do.
Good for you. Why don't you do one?
Okay. I've been putting a lot of things on Netflix to play in the background. lately.
How do you upload things onto Netflix?
You just upload them. You click upload and make it goes
home,
on there.
Home videos and put
you make
them
home
up.
Videos and okay. They go on Netflix.
I thought so.
So I've been, you know, I've been playing Netflix or Amazon Prime streaming just to have something playing in the background a lot. And so I've been trying to choose things that I haven't watched as much or things
at work,
I haven't
you mean?
Seen. Well, at work, at home.
Okay.
You know, I'll just have it playing. Not that I can really, really pay attention to it, but just so that it's there. And so that I'll say, okay, well, I've sort of seen this film. And if something really catches my eye, maybe I'll sit down and actually pay attention to it and watch it. I watched a lot of old movies lately, which has been cool. I watched The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance, which I haven't seen in a long time. And and then there was a one I hadn't seen before that was on Netflix that was Call Northside. I can't remember what it's called now. It's a Jimmy Stewart film, and it's called Northside 477 or something. And that was really good.
Yeah.
It was a really cool kind of crime noir movie. It was really neat. But some other movies that I have and other shows that I've watched that have not been so great. I watched Maggie with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
And it was not that great. It was kind of dull. And I expected it to be kind of dull, but it was kind of super dull. It was way more of a drama than it was like a zombie film. And Arnold kind of felt like just a guest star in it. The focus was on Maggie, which I guess I should have anticipated with it being called Maggie.
Well, he's on the cover.
He's on the cover, and the advertising for the film really made you focus on Arnold so much. And it's not really a zombie killing movie. It's really just about him and his daughter. And that's fine. And as if I'd have gone into it thinking about it being that, I would have been probably like, okay, this is exactly what I expected, and I probably would have enjoyed it more than I did. But his acting was great. I enjoyed his acting very much.
I was intrigued to see him doing a drama.
Yeah, another like kind of serious role again.
But if he's not in it much.
He's not in it that much. Yeah, it really felt like he was there, but not really a focal point of the film to me.
Yeah.
I've been watching the Thundercats television series.
The recent one?
No, the original.
Yeah.
And the animation is so great.
It's so great, isn't it?
The storylines are not the best.
Sometimes they're not. Sometimes
they're not the best.
There's a couple good ones.
The animation, I'm just blown away by how great it is. Like, it's... Obviously, I watched it when I was a kid. And I liked the animation as a kid. But really, sitting down and looking at it again, it's just like, wow, this is incredible animation. Both it and Silverhawks from Rankin-Bass. Just beautiful animation. Yeah. I did notice in the first episode that they don't really explain why Wile E. Kit and Wile E. Cat don't get older, but Lion-O does. Oh. They go into those sleep chambers, and Lion-O comes out a grown man, and Wile E. Kit and Wile E. Cat still the same age. So I don't know if maybe his pod was damaged, and maybe he aged more than they did, or maybe their breed of cats never gets any bigger? Maybe they're like a smaller breed of cat?
Aren't they a lynx?
Well, I don't think they ever say what they are exactly.
All right.
But there's, you know, a tiger, a lion, a cheetah. Those are kind of big cats. And there's smaller cats. There's like bobcats and...
Right.
So maybe that's
maybe
what that is.
Maybe the bobcats.
Maybe they don't get any bigger. I don't know. But I just thought that was kind of interesting.
They do have surfboards.
And then the last one that I want to mention is I watched Shark Lake, Dolph Lundgren
film. That's not an old movie or old
it's
show.
It's not an old movie or old show. I'm sorry if I meant to say that everything I was watching was old. I'm watching newer stuff, too. Maggie's kind of newer.
Right.
This is from 2015, starring Dolph Lundgren. And the premise is that he's a ex-felon, or felon... caught in between gangsters and a lake with sharks in it.
Yep.
And it's horrible.
Ah, that old story.
It's terrible. I mean, the effects are bad, the acting's bad, the writing's bad. Dolph's kind of, Dolph's barely in the movie. Like, the focus is on somebody else entirely, and I'm like, I watched this as a Dolph Lundgren movie, and Dolph's just kind of showing up every once in a while.
Dolph man.
Don't watch this. Don't watch Shark Lake. Unless you are glutton for punishment, don't watch Shark Lake. It's a bad move.
Ugh.
Don't do it. All right, so that was my movie stuff I wanted to talk about.
I'm not going
to
do it.
Netflix, Amazon stuff.
I am going to open these peanuts, though.
Do you have, you want me to keep going with my list, or do you want to jump in with one of your from your list? You only have two on your list.
I only have two things and a special event.
Maybe I'll keep going, then.
All right.
Mmm. Popcorn Delights are delicious.
Well, they're delight.
There's no holes.
There's no holes.
Kernels. Yeah, no holes.
Oh, holes.
No holes.
Holes.
No holes.
Not holes.
Not holes.
I thought you said
holes.
There's no holes.
Holes.
There's plenty of holes.
Holes.
They're very porous.
Yeah. All right, so I went in the toy store the other day, and I saw the new Ghostbusters figures from Mattel, and they are possibly the worst mainstream movie tie-in toys I've seen in the last 15 years.
Well, I guess we're gonna have to pick alone. Toys. Gotta pick up toys. Gotta get some other toys.
I'll have another one of these.
Yeah, I have
them. They're so bad.
They don't look good.
The head sculpts are horrible. The bodies are horrible. The paint's horrible. There's nothing appealing about those figures in the least.
Yeah.
And this is the same company that's doing... And I don't think the Batman Movie Masters are great. Batman versus Superman.
They're a lot nicer.
But they're a lot nicer than this. They're the same company that did the Matty Collector Ghostbusters. They're the same company that's doing Motu Classics and DC Universe Classics. There's no reason those figures should be as bad as they are. If this was Street Players coming back or Trendmasters coming back, and this is the product they want to put out, I would go, okay, that's what I expect for this company.
Yeah,
this, Mattel should be doing better stuff than this. There is no excuse
maybe
for those
Mattel
figures to be that bad.
Absorbed some of the people from those companies, and they're the ones who did it.
Maybe.
Maybe Mattel knew that it was really kind of going to be a stinker, and they just said, let's not put too much into this, guys.
I don't even understand that. Even, I mean, I understand the movies. I'm not looking forward to the movie. You're not looking forward to the movie. It's the worst reviewed trailer on YouTube. There's a lot of people that are not looking forward to this film.
It's the most hated trailer, is what they said. In YouTube history.
Who's working at Mattel that got through? You know what I mean? Like,
right.
What division at Mattel handled these figures? Because whatever division that is, get rid of it. Because they're putting out really crappy figures.
I'm sure the deal was made, you know, before they knew how bad it was going to
be.
But I was thinking about these as far. No, okay. Who are these four really? Because I mean I know that they had the deal made. Mattel probably just had to put them out. Had to put something out. But they're $20 figures. All the people who are upset about it are the people who are buying $20 figures. The movie is supposed to be empowering for little girls. That's what I keep hearing, all the sexist stuff. It's all about, you know, this and that. Okay. But little girls don't buy $20 action figures.
Nope.
So you have action figures that you put out in the that are, correct me if I'm wrong, in the boys'
they're
aisle
the boys.
With all the action figures.
Well, I don't
figures.
Even know if they're even calling it boys' toys aisles anymore.
All the other stores, the stores besides Target are still separating them, I guess. So I think that Mattel's just going to wind up losing a lot of money. If anybody's interested in picking those up, just wait a couple months. I guarantee they'll be clearanced.
Definitely. And I enjoy Michael Crawford's reviews. He's an online reviewer.
Yeah.
And he posts a lot of reviews. And I think he was a little bit too lenient on these figures. I think that he was giving them like 2.5 stars on Sculpt, maybe. And they are poor. I mean, really poor sculpts.
They have very boxy torsos. They're not... You know, they're just like straight up and down. There's no movement to them. They don't seem like...
Yeah, there's no... The sculpting is poor. Right. Like, it really looks like they took a block figure and just added some lines to it.
Right.
And that's... Oh, that's the... And there's no distinction, really, between the body types. They're all just like these weird kind of boxy bodies.
He said that they fit in pretty well with your original Ghostbusters from Mattel, and he has pictures of them next to him, and they do not.
There's nothing like that picture of her next to Egon that to drive it home that these are poor.
Right.
I'm just flabbergasted that they're as bad as they are. That there is somebody working at Mattel.
Right.
A team that put those together and got them approved, and they made it to stores like that. Like, I just can't get it. I don't understand how that whoever is working on that line is working in toys.
Right.
There's so many people that are so much better. You see, doing Kickstarters and
right. You
know, trying to break into the business and doing these sculpts and things that they're not working at Mattel. They're not working for a high profile company. And whoever is working on that toy line has a job at Mattel. Like, somebody that... They did those. That's just...
Those are stinkers.
Oh, my goodness. They're such stinkers. So bad.
Speaking of stinkers and toy companies... And toy companies dropping the ball...
I have something to tack onto this, too.
Is it about Hasbro?
I have something to say about Hasbro, yeah. But I know what you're going to say, but go ahead.
You know what I'm going to say.
I know what you're going to say.
Well, I just think it's a little silly. Okay, last week we had National Alien Day.
Alien Day. Which we're going to get into a little bit with NECA.
Just a little bit of something.
Yeah.
So NECA put that just when was that? When was Alien Day announced? A few months ago?
Yeah, a couple months back.
Before that, so NECA says, "Hey, we're doing Alien figures. We've got a Ripley for you, and Kenner did a Ripley, and we're gonna put out an exclusive Kenner style Ripley figure for you. Let's get it popping." And they did it, and they were all out on time.
They coordinated the day. Like, they got right up to the stores on that day.
Right.
Like, not around that day. It was that day.
And it was available. It was available online. It was available in the stores. They did a bang-up job, NECA did. And then this week was May 4th. May the 4th be with you, the National Star Wars Celebration Day.
Been celebrated multiple years now.
For several years. Probably, what, 10 years now, mm-hmm, almost? And, you know, they don't. Hasbro doesn't have to do anything that they don't want to do, but in juxtaposition with the other holiday that was just not even an official holiday, and this is the first year running, Hasbro has nothing to show. No exclusive figures. No, still can't even get figures that we want from, you know, from the movie, main characters.
Yeah.
Still can't even get those.
You can't go and buy Rey, and you can't go and buy a Han.
But I just think it's kind of like, they're really turning me off to do.
It's really bad.
It's like they don't care.
It's crazy how much NECA poured into Alien Day and really making it an entire week. They had great reveals lined up, stuff that people have been waiting for, like Vasquez and Newt, Frost, and the Ripley figure coming out that day. And they were on social media and they were talking and answering questions, and they got the actors that played those roles involved in the reveals. Like, they really took it to the next level of making this an event, whereas Hasbro did absolutely nothing. There was no reveal. There was no trying to get more stuff in stores. There was no talking to anybody. It was just, it's May the 4th. Let's not even be excited about it.
Don't even say anything.
It was crazy. It was, like, such a such opposite ends of the spectrum,
yeah,
between the way NECA did with Alien Day and what Hasbro did with Star Wars Day. It's crazy.
My only thing was with Hasbro is that this is becoming a pattern of just
totally
just dropping the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And for somebody with such a huge license that has really carried your company through hard times.
The biggest toy license of all time.
Aside from, you know, they had G.I. Joe, but without Star Wars, I think they'd have been, what else would they do?
Oh, yeah.
So, an observation.
It is crazy that since September, since Force Friday, you've had the same figures on the shelves, the same peg warmers, still just rotting on the shelves, and we're now at the point where the movie's been released, and you still cannot get the main characters from the movie. You can't. You can sometimes find Kylo Ren, but you never find Rey, and you never find Han. That's just, you're not going to see them. There is still not a single card of Chewie either. There's no single card of Chewie even made. There's no single card of Leia made.
Yeah.
There's no single carded BB-8 or BB-8 coming with a single carded figure. It's anybody that you want main character wise from the film, you're not going to get them unless you buy them deluxe with a giant clunky outfit.
I wonder who's doing these case packs.
It's,
who's trying to figure this stuff out?
It's horrible, man.
Yeah, that's Hasbro. They make do.
Here's another thing for Hasbro, and then we're going to move on, but it ties into this. I know we said it before in the G.I. Joe podcast, but why in the world is there not a Black Series 6-inch line of G.I. Joes at this point? Mattel has shown the exact formula for bringing back an 80s property. They tested the waters with one figure at San Diego Comic-Con, and now MOTU Classics is huge. It is one of the biggest and most celebrated toy figure lines of, like, all time. And it's now spun into Thundercats, and that's going to carry forward. Matt got, this is what made me think about this, was Matt here at work got a Voltak in the mail. Voltak is a character that appeared on two episodes of She-Ra. He's never had a figure, doesn't have the nostalgia angle of, say, Duke or Snake Eyes or Destro or Cobra Commander, but he has a figure in the MOTU Classics line now that people paid $35 shipped for.
Whew.
That's, and against, Mattel's doing that.
Against their will.
Meanwhile, Hasbro just keeps on pushing out those same molds and saying, well, why aren't they selling? We've been doing the same thing for so long. Why isn't it selling? These are the same molds you've had for the past 15 years. Why aren't they selling?
No.
There's a reason they're not selling. People are tired of it now. They're done with that same mold. They're done with having to buy multi-packs of them. It's the scale. You've done everything you can. switch it up a little bit and try test the waters. Put out a 6-inch Snake Eyes at San Diego Comic-Con, see how it does, and then go from there. Just copy Mattel's formula completely.
Man, I think, I really think there's maybe like 3 or 4 people working at Hasbro total, and they just can't get they just can't get anything done. There's plenty of Angry Birds stuff coming out from them, and all kinds of that.
They'll get that out.
Stuff.
All right, so there's all that.
Okay.
We kind of covered the NECA stuff that I wanted to cover. That Ripley figure is awesome.
Yeah.
The Kenner tribute. You've got your original Kenner and your Kenner tribute right here.
That's right, and I'm going to open this sucker.
You want to do that right now?
The Wrigley.
You want a blade?
No. I'm going to tear it open like I did in the good old days.
Hey, you know, do it, man.
You remember being a kid?
And
you got a figure, and there was nothing picking that corner mm-hmm. of the bubble and peeling it off the card back. This is, all right, here it is, the Wrigley from Alliance.
Wrigley.
Kenner. This is the real deal. Here it is. Try to enjoy this
You're doing it, man.
Try to enjoy this with me. Oh.
Look at that. You got a chunk of the cardboard left behind in the bubble.
Great. I love doing visual things, too, on the show.
This is my first of the Kenner figures I bought. Her and the Scorpion Alien were my first two, I believe.
I think I had Drake first, but Wrigley was not too far behind.
The Scorpion Alien was the go-to alien of that first batch that looked the most like an alien.
Right.
You know?
This figure is great.
It really is. And NECA did a great job of replicating it, too.
Yeah. I wish they'd added a leg pouch, but I understand why they didn't.
It would have been a new mold.
Yeah, and too much time. The action, I love the action feature on this is really on the flamethrower.
Yeah.
And not on her. Only you just have to turn her waist.
Yeah, you click that little peg into her little pouch there and it makes the flame come out.
It pushes the flame out, and then when you remove the gun, action feature is gone. It's just a regular figure.
Just a regular figure now. So cool. I like that it's basically her outfit from Aliens, just in slightly different colors.
Right. They made it fun. It comes with a comic book.
You know, some people were complaining about the NECA version coming with the smart gun. They're like, well, why didn't you just include the flamethrower from the first Alien?
Yeah.
Because it's more of a flamethrower than it is a smart gun. And I'm like, I'd rather have the smart gun. It looks more like the gun, even if it's not a flamethrower.
It's longer.
It looks more like what they were going with. For the Kenner version. Like, it's the Kenner version almost like it's trying to be a smart gun.
Right.
Combined with a flamethrower. And you get that two-handed look.
Yeah. My only complaint with the NECA, as I discussed with you, is that the hands don't really hold the gun.
They don't. They're more the hands made for the original figure and not for this weapon. They should have included the hands that come with the power loader.
Whoa, I dropped her. Well, you saved her.
But you know I saved her.
Yeah, I know you saved her.
You know I saved her.
You know what?
Did you see the reflexes?
I
wish this was a
I did see
a
the
video
reflexes.
Show instead of an audio show.
Yeah.
Because people would have been like, whoa, that guy's like a ninja.
I said, who?
Whoa.
You didn't drop the...
I tried
you didn't
that
catch
time.
The Kenner.
Now you're just teasing me.
Yeah. Anyway.
You know the gun popped apart.
You know what? These are both fun. I love the color scheme on these. And I love the NECA version, but... I like that Kenner.
Yeah, it's
like
great.
Kenner Ripley.
Really cool, man.
Okay, so there it is. I opened a vintage figure on the air. All
right, I still have one, maybe 2-3 things to talk about. You
yep.
want me to keep going, or you want to throw in something?
I've got one.
What you got?
Well, speaking of females,
mm-hmm.
I don't know when we were speaking about that. People are upset about the Power Ranger suits. Have you seen the new Power Ranger
I've
suits?
I've seen them, yeah.
Okay, well, they look exactly like, you know, what you would expect. They're kind of gobbledygook of
They look like
color.
A combination of Power Rangers, Iron Man, and Batman Begins.
Yeah. Just kind of a hodgepodge. Like, nothing specific or special about it. But what people are upset about is that the girls have, like, heels on their boots.
Oh, my gosh.
And some other people said that they were upset because they have, you know,
chests.
Breasts. Shapes on their armor. And I'm kind of thinking, like, what do you want them to do with that? You know, you're supposed to squish those down and, like, what are you hoping for? Well, the one girl said, they have to do that to make them look, to make them look, different from the men. And she was upset about it. Well, Yeah, that's why you cast females, so they can be different from the men. If you want them all to be the same, they would just cast men, and then you'd be complaining about how there weren't any females in the movie. So just shut up. I just want everybody to be quiet.
If they were to put breasts on the men's outfits, I would be just as upset.
Well,
like
that's silly.
That would be silly to me for them to make the men look like the women. Like, I would be like, why are you doing that? That's silly. They should look distinctly different than... There's a difference between men and women. Like, there's differences.
That's what... You have two girls on the team. They're females. Their suits are going to look feminine. They're going to look like females. They're not going to look like...
Anything to complain about.
But, yeah, just anything to complain about. I do think, you know, they don't need to be fighting anybody in heels, but that's also a look that's been done, you know, many other times before with other superheroines and whatever. You know, just settle down. First of all, it's Power Rangers, and nobody's... I don't know how that's still going or who cares about it, but, you know.
Yeah.
What are you so worried about?
I don't know. I don't get it, man.
You worried about the Pink Ranger?
You worried about the Pink Ranger?
Influencing little girls?
You worried about Pink Ranger?
You worried about a little girl seeing that and saying, hey, I want to have high heels one day.
I want to have a high heel one day.
No, kids don't even care about that stuff.
Kids don't care about that stuff. On the bright side of things, the Mask comic is coming from IDW.
Oh, yeah.
Based on the Kenner property from the 80s, which I think we both can agree is the most underused of the 80s big-time properties. We've had nothing for Masks since the original run. Nothing.
Except for that Matt Tracker figure in the G.I. Joe.
Except for the Matt Tracker in the G.I. Joe line, which was more of a tease than it was like a...
Yeah.
Giving us something. I'm excited about this. It's kind of, you know, starting to usher it back in. Hasbro's talked about it joining their movie universe and them doing a live-action Mask movie, but I think you've got to start reintroducing it before you can do a live-action film based on it. That's crazy to me to put out a live-action movie before you've reintroduced it to kids to get them excited about the live-action movie. So the comic is one way to do that, and the one image I saw I really liked. It was slightly tweaked versions, but it was definitely recognizable as this is Matt Tracker, this is Thunderhawk, this is Condor, this is Brad Turner. It wasn't so far off the spectrum for designs that it's not recognizable as Mask anymore. I'm excited. I'm going to give it a chance.
I still think Sean Murphy did that plate.
He may have. I don't know. I know he's not doing the interiors, but I have no idea who did that.
I wish he was doing the interiors, but...
We'll see how it goes.
That's okay.
We don't really know what the guy's going
to do. But it looks great.
I'm excited. Yeah, if it looks like that, I'm excited. I loved Mask as a kid. It was right there with G.I. Joe and Transformers for me. I really, really loved it because it combined both things into one.
Alien power. The power of alien toys.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know the theme song.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so there's that. Did you hear about Arnold's next movie?
Is it Aliens?
It's not.
The Alien 5?
It is a action comedy.
Is he in Prometheus 2?
No. It's an action comedy.
Oh, because Danny McBride is in Prometheus 2.
Which is crazy.
I just thought they just let anybody in.
It's funny. No, it's like a Kindergarten Cop-y, Last Action Hero-y action comedy.
Do you know Dolph Lundgren's in a Kindergarten Cop 2?
I heard, yeah. We watched the trailer. It was
terrible.
Oh,
that's right. Okay.
It's called, I believe it's called Why We're Killing Gunther? And it's these assassins, and Arnold Schwarzenegger is Gunther, the top assassin in the world, and he's really full of himself, and is kind of a jerk, and so like all the lesser assassins are trying to kill him, and they keep failing, and it's done by the guy from SNL, I can't remember his name, he's got a weird name, he's married to Kobe Smulders.
Kobe Bryant?
I don't know. But it's got a lot of SNL people, like Johnny Moynihan. Is it Tommy Moynihan? Is that his name?
I don't know.
Bobby Moynihan, that's his name. The guy, the chubbier guy on SNL.
Oh, yeah.
And it's got Kobe Smulders, and obviously this guy,
Karen Fisher.
I've got to look it up now. Hang on.
Is it Kareem Abdul-Jabbar?
It's the SNL people kind of writing it and directing it. But it, you know, it might be. And then supposedly after that, it's Conan. After that film, it's Conan.
I would do Conan first.
I would too.
And
but
then do the other
Taron Killam, that's his name.
You're killing him, Taron.
You're killing him, man. I'm going to read you. I think this might be a step in the right direction for Arnold. Get away from these sort of lower budget action films.
Well, he's done a couple of big Yeah, well.
But that felt like they should have been low budget, like Terminator Genesis.
Yeah.
Oof.
He just hasn't been able to hit his stride yet again, you know?
I really liked Kindergarten Cop when I was younger. I liked the comedy aspects of True Lies and Last Action Hero.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Killam was also... Arnold Schwarzenegger is joining the comedy of Why We're Killing Gunther with Taron Killam directing from his own script. Killam will also star with Bobby Moynihan and Kobe Smulders.
Bryant.
It begins filming in June. It's all these people. Schwarzenegger will play the Gunther, the world's greatest hitman who's also arrogant, a show-off, and steals people's jobs. The assassin community is tired of him, and a group of eccentric killers from across the globe come together to set the perfect trap, but their master plan quickly turns into a series of embarrassing fails, as Gunther is always one step ahead. I think that'll be great for Arnold.
That should be good.
That's a funny role Maybe. For Arnold.
I mean, be good for Arnold.
Yeah, it'd be good for Arnold. There's that, and then the last two things I want to address are kind of go hand in hand, unless you have something else.
No.
It has now been reported, I think Hollywood Reporter or something has said it, that Batman vs. Superman will not outgross Deadpool at the domestic box office. That Deadpool made more money in the U.S. than Batman vs. Superman.
That's profits or just total gross sales?
Total ticket sales.
Okay.
That's not profit based off of... Because right. It costs way more money to make right. Batman vs.
Right,
Superman
right,
than
right.
Deadpool.
That's what I was asking.
But yeah, that's just ticket sales.
Diapold. Hero that you want.
Diapold.
He's the hero the people deserve.
I've made the point online, and some people have disagreed with me, but I stand by this. There is absolutely no reason a movie starring Batman, Superman, and Wonder Woman, first time those three have ever come together in a film, basically a Justice League movie, should not be able to beat a movie based on Deadpool. Other than the fact that somebody did something wrong. And that is Zack Snyder and David Goyer made a film that was not enjoyable for most audiences.
Yeah.
There's the only reason that film shouldn't have beat this film. I mean, it's Deadpool. Deadpool's great. It's funny. It's, you know, but it's an R-rated film based on a lesser-known X-Men character, and it still managed to beat the very first meeting of Batman, Superman, and Wonder Woman on film. That's got to tell them something, that they did something really wrong. And it sounds like it's already a scramble at Warner. The guy that was directing Flash has left the project over creative differences with Warner Brothers. There's rumors there's trouble on the Aquaman set with the director, maybe not being so happy with Warner Brothers. And there's big tension between Zack Snyder and Warner Brothers during Justice League, because it was too late to boot him from Justice League because it already started filming by the time Batman vs. Superman came out.
Oh, I see.
But supposedly, I mean, this is all Hollywood rumor, but there's big tension between Warner and Zack Snyder.
Zack Snyder of Hanover.
Going forward with Justice League and his vision for Justice League. Hopefully Warner steps up and goes, you know what, this ain't working. You're going to have to do the movie that we want and the audiences want, as opposed to the films that you want now.
Yeah, maybe.
Reading that interview with him from 2008 based on comic films was disgusting.
It was
really disgusting how little he actually cares for comics and these characters. He is so like the poster boy of... comics are only cool if they got murder and death, man. I'm not digging those things. I don't read that stuff. I only read the adult books. I hate that type.
Adult books.
Hate that type. Just goes to show that the person they give the keys to the castle to is this turd.
All right. Oh, there's a turd. Let's give him the
keys to
the
castle.
Keys
to the castle. Keys to the castle.
King of the castle. King of the castle.
All right, so that's everything I had on my thing. Do you have anything on your thing? Still, are you done?
No, I want to say I've enjoyed all the snacks that we've had.
Mm-hmm. Haven't eaten one of the cookies yet.
But. Man, these cookies. Cranberry orange soft top cookies.
My mom gets these for us sometimes.
Do you know where she gets those?
She gets them at Kroger.
Kroger,
but they only have them this certain variety sometimes. They usually have a chocolate one and like a banana chocolate one, and those aren't nearly as good as these.
No.
They're good, but they're not on
the
floor.
They're so soft.
They're so soft.
Loaded with butter.
Yeah, it's crazy to me that they managed to keep them this soft. I don't know if this is three cookies or one cookie.
That looks like two cookies right there.
I think this is one.
That's
one.
See
how it looks kind of like two?
Yeah.
It's misleading. All right. Do you want to... I'm going to put this on my piece of paper. It's good enough as a paper plate. Did you want to get a word from... Not our sponsors, but maybe...
Let's do we've got a segment here we need to get to before anything else. It. Sulu complaints.
Captain, I'm wondering if maybe you could have a little one-on-one with Dr. Boner McCoy. He's really hurt my feelings this time. We were down in the rec room playing checkers, and he refused to king me. He said he was out of tiles, but I know he had some. He just double-jumped me. Please check into it. It's bad sportsmanship.
This has been Sulu Complaints.
All right.
Okay.
So, ready for a top five?
I'm a ready teddy.
Well, get bent, turkey.
We should do an American Graffiti episode, maybe.
That would be great.
That would be fun. Okay.
We need a Terminator episode.
Have we not done one?
I don't think we've done one.
I think, no, we haven't.
We did an Arnold episode.
Yeah.
We'll and I think during that one, we said we could do a whole episode just on Terminator.
We'll do that then.
Yeah.
We'll do all that stuff. All right. Our top five casting picks for all Marvel.
Drum roll.
That's
drum roll.
Sounded real.
That's a good cookie, man. I'm getting sick, all this junk food.
I know.
I feel bad.
Yeah. Mm. Top five Marvel casting picks.
You want to go first?
I'll go first. Number five. Now, okay, this was sort of difficult. It wasn't too difficult for me. I had them all, but a lot of people had to get left out.
Same here. And my number five was the one spot that I kept on cycling through, like, who gets this last spot?
There's a whole lot of characters in this universe, and, you know, I only have five spots, okay? So, here we go. My number five is Tobey Maguire, Spider-Man.
Wow, down to number five, all the way at the
bottom. I know he's higher on your list.
He's way higher on my list.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I get what you're saying.
He was great.
He was great. And I'll get into he's on my list, obviously.
I think he was lower because visually, you know, I'm not thinking about Tobey Maguire when I think of just Marvel films. Spider-Man has the suit and everything, but...
Well, it's been a while since his films, too.
I think that's part of it, yeah.
For me, this list was all about the actor left such an impression on me as that character that it's really going to be hard for me to ever think of somebody else playing that character. And if they manage to translate the character from the books really well. And for me, Toby does that, and I'll get more into it when I get to him on my list. But where'd you go?
Hang on. I dropped one.
You got it. You found it, though.
I dropped one of the puffer corns.
It's all right. All right, so mine. We'll talk about Toby when we get more up to mine.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
My number five, Wesley Snipes is Blade.
Ah, that's a good pick.
Isn't that a good pick?
Yeah, that's really good.
Because it's... I didn't really care about Blade as a character that much until Wesley Snipes played Blade, and then he completely redefined what everybody thought of as Blade. It became, when you think Blade, now you think Wesley Snipes as Blade.
That's
you don't
a great
think
pick.
Of the Blade from the comic before, you know?
That's a great pick.
And really, he's the beginning of Marvel films.
I forgot.
That's it. That's the start of what the whole thing spun out of. So, Wesley Snipes.
Man. Blade.
Really good.
Man, okay.
Sorry, dude.
No, I know. You're going to beat me on this one.
It's not a competition.
You're going to win.
It's not a competition. Win. I will win, but it's not a competition.
My number four, also you'll be disappointed with where he is Captain America.
Really?
Yeah.
We will definitely have different lists.
Yeah.
We will definitely have different lists. Chris Evans,
Yeah.
All right, well, we're going to talk about that again later, too, because he's on my list.
We'll talk about him when we get...
But he's higher up.
Yeah.
My number four is Robert Downey Jr. as Iron Man.
Robert Downey Jr.
Robert Downey Jr. as Iron Man. Is he on your list?
I can't say. That would be spoiling.
Okay, well, I've been telling you that these characters are... These guys
okay,
are on
yeah,
my list.
He did make my list.
Well, I don't want to talk about him too much, because I don't want to step on your toes.
Okay.
When you talk
well,
about
my
him.
Number three is Robert Downey Jr.
Okay, well, we
Iron
can talk
Man.
About him then. All Let's right. just talk about him. Okay. I love Robert Downey Jr. as Tony Stark Iron Man. Yep. He's great.
Yes.
He's more being Robert Downey Jr., it feels like, than he is being Tony Stark, and that's fine. And it's made me rethink how I think of the Tony Stark character. I've bled a lot of Robert Downey Jr. into what Tony Stark is. And he's great. I think he's really great.
Yeah.
And he would be higher on the list if it wasn't for these other three portrayals. But, man.
I was blown away by him. I mean, you think about where his career was when he did that first movie.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he was sort of coming back with a little bit here and there. But this really skyrocketed him back.
Totally.
Superstardom, and I enjoyed that first movie so much. It was such a surprise enjoyment for me.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, Iron Man, okay, it's coming out. It was cool, but I didn't care. But I really enjoyed that movie, and he is just, he always gets a laugh out of me. I mean,
very funny.
And everyone, I'm laughing, and he looks right.
He looks the role, for sure.
He's really solidified that role.
And it was a risk to cast him when they first did it, too, because he had kind of, like, had big troubles and...
In Little China.
Little China. Yeah. And his career was kind of stagnant. It was just not going anywhere for him, and then it became everything. Once he became Iron Man, that was it. It's Robert Downey Jr. again, and he's a big star. If it weren't for the fact that it bleeds so much of the Robert Downey Jr. into the character, he probably would have made it higher on my list, but that's fine. I like that he's doing that.
Right.
But, yeah, for me, he's number four. For you, he's number three.
Yeah.
My number three is Hugh Jackman as Wolverine.
Number three?
He's my number three.
Okay.
I love Hugh Jackman as Wolverine. Don't get me wrong.
I don't know who in the HU double hockey sticks is number one.
You already know that who the next two are going to be, but...
I think I know who number one is.
Hugh Jackman as Wolverine is awesome.
Yeah.
It's great. He's been caught in a couple stinker movies, and that's not really his fault.
Yeah.
But, man, he really... It's going to be almost impossible to think of somebody else being Wolverine now that he's been that role for so long.
Yep.
If there's any slight drawback to it is that it's the look of him is maybe not the Wolverine from the comic as much. He's got the claws, he's ripped, he's got the hair. He's a handsome man, though.
And he's Wolverine, better looking than Wolverine.
He's better looking than Wolverine. He's taller than Wolverine. Yeah. That's the only drawbacks for him playing Wolverine. Other than that, he's nailing it. I mean, he's Wolverine.
Right.
That's the only things that I keep him out of these kind of top two is maybe that he's not so much the comic version pulled forward. But, man. And I love the fact that he was told to ignore the comics, but he didn't. And he went and researched the comics himself for that first movie, and he did the bub line. He put that in there.
He said bub.
He was like, he says this all the time. I'm going to say this. So that's my number three.
What's your number two? My number two is Patrick Stewart, Professor X.
I completely forgot about that one. I completely forgot.
Who else?
He's great.
Who else is going to be Professor X?
He's great.
He's great. He was in Star Trek.
Yep.
He was in Star Trails.
That's my even out for the Wesley Snipes Blade. I forgot about Professor
X. We're even then. Yep. But he was already bald. He didn't have to shave for it. He was already bald.
Didn't have to shave. He's already bald. Does he have to shave for?
Let's see. Who can we get without hair?
Who's bald?
Who's bald? Let's see. We can get Vin Diesel to be?
We'll get Vin Diesel.
Could we have Vin Diesel?
Oh, my favorite from Chronicles of Ridicule.
Oh, I hope they do that.
Chronicles of Ridicule 4, Patrick Stewart's bald.
That's the name of the film.
Yeah.
Patrick Stewart's bald face.
So, Patrick Stewart.
That's good, man.
Professor X.
My number two is Tobey Maguire as Spider-Man.
Okay.
I love Tobey as Spider-Man. I hate when people are dogging him now, and I see the crying memes of him seeing the new Spider-Man. He was awesome as Spider-Man. You all loved him as Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Spider-Man 1 and 2 were huge. It's only where this retroactive hate comes in. Wherever something new comes along, I hated the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man films. There is nothing to hate about Spider-Man 1 and 2. And he is picture-perfect as Peter Parker.
It's very enjoyable films.
He is the definition of Peter Parker... And the hard luck hero, where it's nothing's going right for him. You relate to him. As a nerd kid growing up, I see Peter Parker in those films, and I'm like, this was me, man. This was the hard luck can't get anything going right for him.
You know what Tobey Maguire does in that role that I haven't... It's hard to pull off, I think, and that's why I don't see it a whole lot, is he's down on his luck. He's not having anything good for him. But he never comes across as being Woe Is Me, or like...
Totally.
Mopey.
Exactly.
You know, he's still like, oh, I'm just a kid next door, and this didn't go right for me.
It didn't go right for me, but, you know, but I mean, I'm going to keep going.
Right.
You know, like,
right.
He keeps on pushing forward, even though it's like... Everything's going wrong.
It's sort of a youthful innocence, you know, yep. Where it's not like, well, I'm just going to turn into, you know, this punk, like Andrew Garfield probably was. I didn't see it.
Yeah, like his, and him throughout Spider-Man 2, his, you know, journey from, like, hard luck can't get anything to go right. It's just one thing after another. And just the way he's acting, a lot of it's internal, like looks on his face where... Mm-hmm. At the party where everything's going wrong for him, he goes to get the drink and it's gone. And his best friend, like, is throwing the drink on him and is like hitting him or something like that. Where Harry was hitting on him, and then he's turning and he sees his girl's going to get married, and then J. Jonah Jameson's making him take the pictures, and just the look on it, just like absolutely, he's just being crushed on his face. It's like, wow, that's Peter Parker, dude. This guy gets it. He's Peter Parker. And then, you know, see him, he gets the powers and he loses the powers and he's getting happy and he's not happy and then he resigns himself to what he has to be, and it's just, it's all there, and it's all just, it's the comic book, Spider-Man and Peter Parker, and a lot of it's the script and a lot of it's the director, but without a guy that can pull off Peter Parker, it doesn't work, and he pulls off Peter Parker. I put him in the same level for me as Michael Keaton's Batman and Christopher Reeve's Superman. He's perfect as Peter Parker, Spider-Man.
Yeah.
It's going to be really, really hard for me to accept anybody else at this point. I think the Tom Holland kid's going to do a great job, but he always in the back of my mind is going to be right. Tobey Maguire, Spider-Man.
Spider-Man 1 and 2. See it on DVD this weekend.
Check it out on DVD. Don't watch Spider-Man 3. It's not that great.
Yeah. Well, I knew that would be higher on your list than it was on mine.
I'm curious to see what your number one is.
Yeah, I bet you are.
I wonder what it is. I wonder if it's Hugh Jackman.
I thought that was going to be number one on your list.
It's not,
he's so definitive.
He is. And really, if it weren't for the visual things, he probably would have been number two, maybe number one. I don't know.
I know he doesn't.
It was these top three that fought for the spot.
I know he's not. I know he's more handsome, but what do you think about when that first X-Men movie came out?
Oh, he was
out,
killer,
man.
He was killer.
And since then. Has been, I mean, when I think about good casting choices, he's always the one that comes into my head when
it comes to,
like, he just, like you said, he nails the role, he cares about the role. So many people are sad that he's not going to, you know, after he's...
Yeah, he can't do it forever.
...done, and he's kept in great shape all this time, and...
He's in better shape now than he was in the first X-Men film,
yeah.
And that was, what, 15 years ago,
yeah.
Something like that?
And even when anytime he's been on screen as Wolverine, I'm interested. I mean,
totally.
He had that little cameo in X-Men First Class, and it got a big jolt out of me. You know,
yeah.
I was just like, oh man, cool. He's just the definitive, and that's why
he's
number one.
Definitely the definitive Wolverine. It's going to be almost impossible for somebody else to take over that role after he's defined it for so long and played it so many times too.
Yeah.
That's really the thing with Spider-Man. We've distanced ourselves each time from that. But he's played it consistently for like 15 years now, and other than Robert Downey Jr.'s Iron Man, has probably more outings as that character in films, as a comic book character in films, than anybody else. It's got to be only him and Robert Downey Jr. that have this amount of films where they've played
Robert
the same,
Downey Jr.
Superhero. Yeah, that one's going to be tough to break out of.
Yeah. So he's my number one.
What
is your number one?
Chris Evans is Captain America.
No. Good.
Absolutely perfect.
Yeah.
And that's one I completely doubted. Like,
yeah.
When they said Chris Evans' Cap, I was like, oh, man, not the Torch kid.
Yeah.
This is going to be no good. He's just going to be this. And, man, he really just totally erased any kind of misgivings I had about him or what he is as an actor, because he's completely different
from
what he was as Torch.
You know what I think helps is his real life. He seems to actually care about that character, and he's been careful, as far as I know, to not get involved in any type of tabloid type stuff. Yeah, I mean,
totally.
He's really...
To really put forth the vibe of the character. And again, it's watching him as scrawny Steve, and it's an effect, but he sells it. I mean, he comes across as this guy that wants to be more, but is stuck inside this little body, and he shows the courage there, and it's all him, and you kind of don't even notice the effect. Like, it's, you're just like,
that's very well done.
You're just in it, yeah. And it's a lot of the actor is selling you that he is that thing. And then when he becomes Cap, man, he's Cap. Like, I can't think of Cap without thinking of him as Cap now.
Baby body. He has a baby body.
He has baby body. And then he's got man body.
He's got the Benjamin Button syndrome.
Yeah. I don't look at Captain America in a comic without thinking about Chris Evans. I don't look at a t-shirt with Captain America on it without thinking about Chris Evans' Cap. And little things that, again, it's the writing and the director, but it's him selling it. Lines like in Avengers where... Black Widow says something to him like, those are guys are gods or something. Right. And he's like, there's only one god, ma'am. And I'm pretty sure he doesn't dress like that or something right. like that.
He doesn't wear, yeah, he doesn't dress like that.
Yeah, and then he just sells that line, man. Right. It would come across as cheesy and like wooden from a lot of actors. And they're pushing forth this completely natural for him. Yeah. Like, he's just, everything about Cap just comes out of him. It's just, man, he sells it.
Yep.
He's really, really great as Captain America.
Yeah, he is.
And he's my favorite Marvel Cinematic Universe character by far.
Yeah.
And not just, you know, just not talking about the actor, but the way the character's been handled and put in each film has just been awesome.
He would have been higher on my list, too, if they'd had more time-tested, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, he's only had...
Not that he hasn't proven himself already. He could be done, but I'm just saying,
he could be done with First Avenger, and I would still say these same things, because First Avenger was perfect.
Right.
But Hugh Jackman, I agree, he's had longer in the role, he's been in it more times.
Same for him. Same for the others.
Yeah.
I watched Captain America before I watched Professor X the movie.
Professor X the movie I won't watch.
Right.
I won't watch that movie. Don't make that movie.
Don't watch that.
I don't watch Professor X the movie. Come on.
Don't watch it.
That's silly. And a lot of these things, we like these other actors, and they do. We talked about this earlier. They do a good job in these roles, but it's not like a defining thing where it's... That's going to be hard to escape.
You know what? I mean,
they've interchanged Hulk 3 times.
Right.
And I think I like the new guy, but I don't think that
it's not like
I would
noticeable.
Go,
it's not like, oh, how dare you?
They've changed War Machine 2 times. And I don't think of, oh, well, I would really miss this guy in the role. Same with Thor. I think Chris Hemsworth does a fine job, but couldn't somebody else have maybe done just as good a job? I think so. No slight to them, it's just these guys have really, really owned it.
You know who I'm surprised is not on your list?
Who's that?
I was sure that he was on your list.
Who's that?
Michael Fassbender as Magneto.
He is great as Magneto.
Yeah.
He is really great, but again, that's not enough under his belt.
Yeah.
He's played the character, 2 times?
Twice.
It's going to be the 3rd time coming up. But at the same time, he had to share the screen with Ian McKellen in one of them, and it's kind of hard.
Yeah.
To go, I like Ian McKellen's Magneto too. Right. It's really tough to say just yet that he's had the defining moments as Magneto. He was great in First Class, though.
I know you went on and on about that scene.
That bar scene is so good, dude. He is great. He is great as Magneto, and he'd probably be an honorable mention, but just not enough time with the role and enough. I guess not enough iconic Magneto moments.
Right,
yet.
Right.
He was, you know, Magneto versus an X-Men team.
Yeah,
has not really happened yet. We've seen the kind of the beginnings of his character, but not him come into his own as a character yet.
Right.
So,
honorable mention would be Ray Stevenson as Punisher.
I would put Dolph Lundgren as a Punisher as opposed to.
I had Dolph first, but I really liked Ray Stevenson as Punisher.
He was cool. I mean, he was cool. He was stuck in a kind of a bad movie, though.
The movie could have been better, but I
hated the Jigsaw villain. Like, it was
that was the worst part of it. That was the worst part of it. But all of his stuff was really good, and I thought he was a really good... Like, I don't see him anywhere else. As you don't think of him, he's, you know... I mean, you've seen him in other things,
but... Yeah, he's in Thor.
Is he?
Yeah, he's, I can't really... The character's name now. Falstaff? Is it Falstaff?
He's also in...
I can't remember his name.
The Other Guys.
Yeah.
The funny cop movie. But I think of him as Punisher, and that was...
He was good. I mean, he was really good, but I also...
He has the look.
Made a great Punisher. Maybe he didn't have the outfit.
Dolph would make a better Punisher now, I think, maybe. He's got...
Yeah.
Not that he wasn't good
then. He's got the age on him. He could pass as he was in maybe Vietnam or something like that.
He's got the acting chops now, and You know, even though Shark Lake might not
Shark Lake does not,
not prove that, but
it does not. at all.
But he's got the skills to.
He shows in Expendables, that's for sure.
Pay the Punisher bills. But
I can't really think of any other ones I really want to
bring attention to. Ice Queen.
This one really nailed it. You know, like this one's really got it.
Honorable mention will be the Ice Queen.
Ice Queen, of course.
By
I can't believe we didn't put her on the list.
Yeah, who's no? What's that girl's name?
Oh, Naomi Watts, the Ice Queen.
No,
Ice Queen.
Ice Queen.
Ice Lady.
Ice Lady.
Yeah,
I don't know who you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about. Jones.
White Queen
as the Ice Queen.
God, she was horrible in that, man.
Yeah, she was awful.
She was terrible in that film. She's the weak link of that movie. Other than that, First Class is really good.
Yeah.
But White Queen, oh, man.
Man.
Her acting was so bad.
The Ice Queen.
The Ice Queen.
Yeah.
The Ice Princess from Batman Returns.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it. Oof. All right, well. Is that wrapping this up? I mean, we're at an hour.
Wrap it up. Yeah, it's been wrapped, man.
We want to hear your top five Marvel casting choices. I'm surprised no villains really made it.
Yeah.
On the list. Magneto, like we were saying, an honorable mention, but...
I could have done a top five villains and top five heroes, probably.
Yeah. I mean, I think that, what's his name? Hugo Weaving as Red Skull was really great.
Yeah, he did great.
I like Tom Hiddleston as Loki. I'm just kind of... I've had enough of it now.
Right.
That's enough of him for me. Can't really think of... I mean, Willem Dafoe was a good Norman Osborn, I think. The Green Goblin design was poor. Doc Ock was great in the second Spider-Man. I can't think of a really good X-Men one other than the Fassbender Magneto and maybe the McKellen Magneto.
Yeah,
Magneto. Other than that, they've been kind of...
I think Ray Park as Toad was pretty good.
It was all right.
I mean...
Yeah.
He could jump around, you know.
The villains just don't stand out as much, it seems like.
I had a whole lot of makeup going on, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you would say Mystique, you know, what's-her-face was really...
She was good.
Really good, but...
You want Jennifer Lawrence, right? Not.
I meant the original.
Really?
Was
Rebecca Romijn?
Rebecca Romijn was good, but...
I think I like the Jennifer Lawrence one better.
Yeah.
Because the other one's kind of just there, it feels like.
Yeah, you know? Well, that's, you know...
That's a lot of that,
it's
though.
The makeup.
A lot of the flunkies
are
just there.
Yeah, it's the makeup.
Yeah. All right, well, if you guys have any top five lists, either villains or heroes, whatever you want to do, you can post them on the Facebook
page. We know
you've
got a top five.
Facebook.com/actionfeatures. You guys are not posting on these enough. I got to be honest.
Someone's dropping the ball.
Somebody's dropping the ball.
Someone's dropping the spinach balls.
All right, so I'm calling some people out right now. I want to see Dustin Wood's list. I want to see Joe Younger's list. I want to see Andrew Howard Mills' list. I want to see Eric Medor's list. And I want to see Bill Tackett's list.
I want to see Nate Bauer's list.
I want to see Nate Bauer's list. I want to see those six, at least. So if you listen to the podcast, and you have access to Facebook, I want to see the list. All right?
Yeah.
No more pussyfooting around.
Well, let's not pee-foot around.
Let's not beat around the bush here, guys.
Pee-foot
around.
You're
our only listeners, you six. We're counting on you guys completely to be involved with the show. So, Christopher Henderson, you gave us the peanuts. Now give us the list.
Yeah.
Now how about you give us the list? You know, I see the peanuts here.
The peanuts are right
there. I'm looking inside the bag. I don't see the list.
There's no names on it.
Get the list going. All right, so I guess that'll wrap up in this.
We want your top five Power Rangers of all time.
Top five Power Rangers of all time. Put them in any order you want.
Any color.
The red, the black.
Any color you want.
The yellow, the white, the green.
Yep.
The blue, you know?
The red, white, and blue.
Rita Repulsa.
The White Ranger.
Ivan Ooze. All right,
the White Ranger was cool.
That's all. Turn on the music.
The White Ranger was cool, man.
He was cool. The Green Ranger was cooler, though.
Okay. The Green Ranger...
He was cooler as the Green Ranger.
He was.
Because he was a bad guy.
That's right. I liked the Green Ranger. But when
Tommy.
But when he had the white outfit...
It was cool, but not as cool as when he was the green outfit.
Okay. But he had the tiger.
But it was the green outfit was the cooler outfit, though. Didn't he have the dragon?
Yeah, he had the
dragon.
Dragon is cooler than tiger.
Dragon is cooler than tiger. Plus, he had the flute, like, knife thing.
Yeah.
Calling the dragon's sword.
Yes,
remember that
was cool.
And he was a bad guy.
He was
the evil Power Rangers.
Yeah, that was cool.
That was cool.
I'll tell you what, though.
What's that?
I hate that show.
I don't like it that much either, I gotta be honest.
I hate it.
It's kind of cheesy.
I hated it as a kid.
You want to restart the music?
No. I was really excited about it when I saw
me
the preview.
Too.
And I taped that first episode, and I said, what
in
the world
is this? I saw the toys in Hero Illustrated.
That's right.
And I was like, oh, man, this could be cool. What is this, like Voltron?
Yeah.
And I did the same thing. I was just showing him, like, what am I watching?
What in the world is going on?
Then I realized I'm getting too old. Yeah, that's stuff. Yeah.
Things are changing.
Yeah, like, this is not enjoyable to me.
I was not privy to any anime prior to that or any type of...
I can't watch this. I can't pull this off. I can't even look at the toys.
Hard.
I can't do anything about it.
It was a hard sell
for me.
But I
did still catch little things here and there. Like, the Green Ranger was cool, you know?
Oh, man. I thankfully avoided buying those figures, too.
I did, too. I didn't buy any Power Rangers. Yeah, that was... I wasn't going to be lured in just by the toys.
No.
Thankfully, I saw that what the show was before I...
You might as well get in a Big Bad Beetleborgs. And
you might as well get a Flabber.
Get a Flabber.
Get a Flabber from Big Bad Beetleborgs. You might as well get into it. You might as well get into Big Bad Beetleborgs and
Power Rangers.
Superhuman Samurai Cyber Squads.
What was the VR Troopers?
Get into the VR Troopers. We are VR.
What was going on?
Man, they loved it.
Some kids loved it, I guess.
Power Rangers came on, and every company was like, "Get me one of those."
Yeah,
that's what I want.
You think it was the color? You think it was all the color?
I don't know. Even as a younger kid, I thought that I would be able to go, "This isn't really appealing to me." Like, I'd rather watch a cartoon.
Yeah,
that's a little more serious than what I'm watching right now.
Oh,
yeah.
It was
weird.
It was really not good.
Yeah,
really not good.
You want to cue that music up again?
No.
We'll just
say goodbye right now.
Okay.
This is like the...
It's kind of weird.
It's like after the credits.
I guess.
Of a movie, you know? Yeah, they show an extra deleted scene or something.
I guess it's kind of like that. Yeah.
I mean,
it feels weird, though, just to end the show with just talking. Like, it's...
Well...
Here it is. Here's the end.
I'll humor you.
Okay, you can do it, like, can you do it sped up? Can you do it faster?
I can't do it faster.
Oh.
I don't think.
Is there a speed button?
There's not a speed button. Like there's a tempo.
Tempo. Try and kick up the tempo.
Well, let's see. I hope that doesn't screw anything up.
Don't screw anything up. Just play it normal if you're going to mess something up.
Well, I don't know. We'll see.
Your phone looks like it's from ancient times now.
It's because it's made of wood.
Yeah.
It's made of wood and brawn. Oh, I got. It's got to hold on. It's got to go through now.
I'm just going to turn it off. There it is.
Whoa, that is faster.
It's a lot faster. I feel like we're in danger. We're going to stop talking. It's going to cut off pretty soon.